73 degrees at 8:56. Time for a quick check on commodity markets on this Monday. Filling in for Aaron Curtis is our own Todd Gleason. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning to you, Brian. Thanks for having me in for the day. Let's take a look at some of the numbers as they're trading in Chicago. Of course, Friday, the United States Department of Agriculture releasing a bearish USDA crop production and WASDA report. Recapping some of those numbers real quick there. Ending stocks for the coming year for corn now at 1.684 billion bushels was up 132 million bushels on Friday morning. The ending stocks for soybeans up 205. They went from 580 million bushels for the carryout to a really, really, really big number at 785 million bushels, just for some context. We've been down as low as maybe 115 million bushels at the ending stocks. That would be what's left in the bin for next fall from time to time over the last 10 years. So that 785 million bushel carryout, a really big number. And in Chicago Friday, that translated into a 40-cent drop in the marketplace for soybeans. Today they're down 8 cents in the lead to August. However, everything else is beginning to come back just a little bit. That August at 8.38, November beans at 8.62 and three quarters up a half, and the January pinning a quarter higher at 8.74 and three quarters. Next year's July at 9.09, up 3 cents. Bean oil futures are unchanged today. The bean meal at 3.23.60, up a dime. September corn 3 cents lower at 3.54 and three quarters. December at 369, down 2 3/4, and the March contract 2 3/4 lower at 380.5. Next year's December at 399.5, down 1. The July at 393.5, down 2.5 cents in the corn pit. And September wheat futures for the soft red down 9 cents at $5.37 3/4. December at 559 3/4, down 9 3/4. A couple of things that are happening this week. Tomorrow I'll head over to the Illinois State Fair in Springfield for Ag Day. Listen in during the closing market report on Tuesday, and you'll hear more information from there. And then on Thursday, I'll be at Agronomy Day here on the Urbana-Champaign campus. That's open to all. Everybody can come out at 7 o'clock in the morning on South 1st Street. That's on South 1st Street, so just heads out on South 1st Street, up past the State Farm Center, the Assembly Hall, and you'll find us there. And the folks from the 21st Illinois Public Media's talk show will be on the State Fair on that day, and they'll have their show live from the State Fair. So a couple of things coming up there. And then next week, crop production numbers coming out of the Pro Farmer tour. We'll have those up on our website at willag.org, and of course talk to folks from the tour during the closing market report. So that should be an interesting couple of weeks. Hope you can stay with us here on Illinois Public Media. And thanks, Brian, for having me on today.
All right, Todd, thanks a lot. Have a great week.
You too.
That's Todd Gleason joining us this morning. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says mostly sunny skies today, high of 86 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.